All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, okay, Wednesday, we're here at the truck rally at the Autodome.
Oh, shit, I thought that place burned down.
It seems like it should be illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
Just from an emission standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And air quality standpoint. Like, it's horrible to breathe in here.
There's no ventilation. They guarantee there's always a motor going at all times.
Yep. What we have here, so to randomize this, this gigantic truck here.
Okay.
Truck of behemoth size. It's going to do that thing where they just roll over other cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know what that's called, but you know what I'm talking about?
Just doing some crushing. They're just going establish some dominance over. It's
very butch. It's just going to crawl over these guys. But I have put a hole in the gas tank.
Okay.
So it's only going to be able to crawl over some of them. And I've put a game in each car. So whichever one it stops on will be the game we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, and let's hopefully it happens soon because I can't fucking breathe.
Nope. We're on a clock.
Okay, there it goes. I don't know. People are really going fucking nuts, but I don't know why. I don't really understand what
like
this
at
is.
Weird, at weird times, too. Like, nothing has been crushed yet. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand what the I guess it is a car getting hurt.
Yeah.
People like. Anyone? Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no, he's running out of gas. A little guy inside's real angry.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's hurry up and check and see which car he's on.
Yeah,
let's go
check
inside that car.
Okay, it's pretty crushed up, but it is an NES game called Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? Like Harry and the Hendersons.
Go on, leave.
It really seems like it's good. That's what I thought it was.
Same.
It's all the name.
Yeah.
Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where we teach you that Mario has a brother named Luigi, and you can follow us for more gaming facts.
What a day, and no more.
Mm-hmm. One a week.
Yeah. And this week, we are talking about the video game Bigfoot. Disappointingly, this is about monster trucks. I thought,
haven't talked about monster trucks, though.
We haven't talked about monster trucks or their associated rallies. I'm still a little bit disappointed because I was like, I'm really going to like dig in and research the monster truck scene. It is not as interesting as I had hoped.
It's kind of bland and interesting in its blandness.
Yeah.
Like it is the ultimate, whatever it's doing it.
This is working as designed.
Yeah. The cover of this, I was excited that it was going to be the cryptid Bigfoot, not because I care about Bigfoot, but I was like, what kind of video game would that be?
Yeah.
You know, because like, obviously you make a platformer, but like, what if it was about hunting him or something?
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Like an NES Bigfoot hunting game?
It's still my heart. The Jaws game.
Yeah.
You know, instead though, this is about the celebrity car. The cover for this is very funny.
Yeah.
Big picture of the truck Bigfoot and just says mud race, car crush, hill climb, and more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is a thing that is common knowledge outside of America or like outside of an age cohort or even outside of like particular parts of America.
Yeah.
That there was once a truck that was so big that it created a new category of trucks.
Yes. The same way that there are electric eels and supermodels, there are monster trucks.
Yes.
And for a while in the United States, roast us for this. They were celebrities. Celebrities, what were a truck?
I still see people walking around in like Gravedigger, like t-shirts and stuff. That is a function of where I live for now.
Yes.
But like, yeah, no, it's a thing. I have heard children arguing about which is cooler, Bigfoot or Gravedigger.
Good. Those are the two big ones.
Yes.
We learned about a couple more from this video game, but like Bigfoot would be on commercials.
Yes. Bigfoot was in movies.
you could go to an amphitheater of some type and see Bigfoot.
Yes.
And it was apparently a good thing. And you might be asking, if you don't know what this is, like, what separates a truck from a monster truck? And it's really big wheels.
Yeah.
Mostly. Like, it's a bigger truck than usual, but we mm-hmm. trucks are stupid big now anyway. It sucks.
Yeah.
Imagine I've had huge wheels, the wheels the size of a car to go.
Yes.
And that's a monster truck.
The original Bigfoot is a modified Ford 250, which is like a car use. Like, that is the smallest Ford that can take a snowplow, right? Yeah.
It's also the smallest Ford they sell now. Now that every truck is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, no. Like, they sell F-150s. It's one of the most popular cars in the country. But even, like, I would assure you that an F-150 now is bigger than an F-250 from, like, 1974 or whatever it's from.
The inflation rate
yeah.
for these
yeah.
kind of things.
No, but this thing needs to kill, like, at least 6 toddlers per year, or else I'm not a man.
Yeah, if you try to cross the street, it's like, if you're in a wheelchair, like, you're obviously toast. But yeah. if you're not on drywall stilts, you're toast. Like, this kills, this considers everyone below 6 feet tall a disability.
Yeah. And
kills them crossing the street.
Yes.
And Bigfoot was part of a lineage, started in 1975 is the first Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And there are so many Bigfoots.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that, like, I'm looking at, it's like Gallagher's, like, they kept just doing new Bigfoots.
Yeah.
There are 24 Bigfoots. The newest one came out this year. Uh-huh. 24 Bigfoots. And then there are Bigfoot, like, side characters, the extended Bigfoot universe, including Mrs. Bigfoot, the Bigfoot Shuttle, Bigfoot Fast Tracks, and Bigfoot Race Rock 2.
Yeah. There was also, like, the away team Bigfoot. So whenever there were two operable Bigfoot models in the same region and the same event, it would be rewrapped and turned into Snakebite.
Snakebite.
Yeah.
It's very professional wrestling, but for cars that just drive on top of other cars.
Yeah. And
whatever it does, you're looking at it, it's doing it.
Yeah. So, first, there are so many more gravediggers than there are Bigfoots. There are 44 gravediggers.
Well, gravedigger lived fast and hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, gravedigger, and yeah.
Just list of monster trucks on here. Like, you have so many of them. You have Avenger, you have Air Force Afterburner, Captain's Curse.
Captain's Curse is a rough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
Big heading for accidents.
You know? Yeah, 6-year-old just got, like, straight murked by a piece of by a piece
one of
debris.
Monster trucks is also named Batman.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Please.
Like, Batman the truck. Like, I know they've been doing Man Who Laughs multiverse shit, but, like, as a monster truck.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have all these different cars and they have, like, different designs, you know, to them, like a different, like, general look. But when we say it's like pro wrestling, there's nothing like, I don't know, this is the one popular wrestler from the past 20 years that I know. There's nothing like Bray Wyatt being like a hillbilly, like, Eldritch shaman kind of thing.
One of them's Batman.
One of them is Batman. Like,
they kind of have, I think they kind of have themes.
They have themes. One of them there's,
like, Gary, like a Mohawk warrior.
What I want is lore, right? Like, something.
There's not lore, but there's fandoms like it for, like, pro wrestling.
Yeah. But it's like, it is fandoms for, like, the way one of these looks.
Yeah. It's like anybody with cars.
Yeah.
It's just a different type of guy who likes cars, likes this stuff. Like, if you don't, a regular car is not good enough for you.
No, if you need a car that can bully smaller cars, like, one imagines a house would bully a tool shed.
Yeah, as compared. Yeah. I love that there's Mrs. Bigfoot.
Mrs. And Bigfoot's pretty good.
Debuted in 1985. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, not Mrs. Bigfoot, there'd been a Lady Bigfoot for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years after, we got, like, a Bride of Bigfoot.
Has Lady Bigfoot continued in the lineage, though, or was it just a one-time thing?
Don't know what happens to Bigfoot now, Lady Bigfoot. Mrs. Bigfoot debuted at the Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego, written by Marilyn Chandler, the wife of the creator of Bigfoot.
Okay.
The first female monster truck driver.
Okay, cool. Good for her. Miss Bigfoot does not look very different.
The truck was redesigned as Bigfoot Ranger.
Oh, okay.
Transmask icon. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I did a look seeing like what kind of insulting shit the Miss Bigfoot would look like. It just looks like Bigfoot. It's just doesn't got just a like different a name on the side of it. Yeah,
there's not always like a disambiguity in different species. Like a monster truck, maybe that's just kind of how it is.
Yeah,
you know, they all look the same.
So, but Bigfoot got there first, right? Or at least, you know, like in the truck modding scene that was happening at county fairs all across the nation, this is the one that had like the biggest branding push. And it was like, you know, enough that it was featured in movies, but also like in 1985, there was Bigfoot and the Muscle Machines.
Yeah.
A cartoon.
Really bizarre.
It was part of the Power Team, which is not the Christian bodybuilders, which we should talk about sometime because I fucking love the Power Team. The Power Team was a cartoon, like a competitor for the like the, you know, the Saturday Super Kid or whatever. But it was like an ensemble show with characters from different like also ran video game publishers. You had Max Force from Narc. You have Kuros from Wizards and Warriors, Quirk from the Game Boy title by Atlas, Tyrone from Arch Rivals, and then Bigfoot.
This is ludicrous that we haven't talked about this on Adaptation Decay.
I know, right? I was like, unaware of it until now.
Show up on lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like the Saturday Morning All-Star Hits. There's a show called Pro Bros that's making fun of a show that was Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And
like a football player, I can't remember who, but all together.
Probably Elway. Like at the time, probably Elway. Yeah.
I thought it was making fun of that because it had this, because it's kind of sports adjacent. But no, this is Bigfoot's considered from a video game for these purposes. and apparently this video game.
Yes, specifically. Like this was a promotional tie-in for this really janky and...
Oh, this sucks.
This is really bad.
It sucks dick. The it's awful. It's overhead racer that has huge rare stink, like developed by Beam, but has big rare stink.
Yeah.
Very hard to control. You blow up constantly.
Yep.
You get to it has this really, really, the Wikipedia entry is very, you know, Wikipedia Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The gameplay involves racing monster trucks, including the title truck, Bigfoot Blue. The computer controlled trucks are green, the Growler, and yellow, the Charger. The player begins competing against the Growler, but the computer's truck runs out of money, it will forfeit the race and be replaced by the Charger. Should the Charger run out of money, it will be replaced by a second green vehicle and so on.
Ergo.
It's not uncommon for a skilled player to be challenged by 3 to 4 different monster trucks during the game. Good to know. That tells me everything I need to know about what this game is.
Yeah, yeah. They're trucks. They're trucks, yeah. Everybody. Did you get to the to the special events? Did you get past the overhead racer part?
No.
Okay.
I tried to. Like I found this game hard.
Yeah. So you can't get to you can't get so no racer. Neither you nor the opposing car can get far enough ahead that like anything is more than a tie. Regardless of if you win the initial race, you just have to cross the finish line and you get money for different upgrades that I can't ascertain if they do to anything. You go to a secondary mode, which are like these special events. It's not like an overhead race, but they're like car crush or mud events.
Tractor pull.
Or yeah, and it controls differently. It's from the side. To accelerate, you have to alternately press left and right while keeping while making sure that you shift gears. There's a gear shift button to make sure that you don't overheat, right?
I know that from the frequently asked question on Game Facts, how do you drive the stupid trucks? And it tells you that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is fucking impossible. I had to look at the manual, which is always an indignity with one of these. Was not able to win at those, even if I did end up getting near the finish line.
Yeah, difficult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst games we've done for this show that I'd like be trapped with.
Yeah.
If you were a kid and you had like this and Mario Brothers and you'd already beaten Mario Brothers, like at a rental house.
Yeah, no.
The upgrades are all like car combat shit.
Yes.
You can get like saw blades and stuff. These are things that monster trucks don't do.
No, monster trucks don't have saw blades. Truckosaurus has saw blades.
Truckosaurus does. And Truckosaurus is two monster trucks. It's hard to understand exactly what Truckosaurus is.
Yep.
You know, he's not a monster truck. He's maybe a truck monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. also a celebrity.
Also, Truckosaurus is the is the Simpsons version. It's Robosaurus, a transforming dinosaur robot created by inventor Doug Malwicki in 1989. Yeah, all it can do, it's got crane arms that will pick up a small car and then hold it up in front of the Tyrannosaurus Rex face and blow like its flamethrower on it. Grasping claws, jaws, and a flamethrower. Truckosaurus is cool. I like Truckosaurus.
From 1980 to like 1995, the culture was primarily interested in punishing small cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if we could create twisted nightmare versions of cars, mm-hmm. to just like, if you're a human, which you are, and you think about the Tyrant, that is a car to a monster truck.
Yes.
Like we've created a tyrant, like a Resident Evil style tyrant, twisted parody of you, uh-huh. to destroy you.
Yes. And it's coming for you. You know, part of what this probably is, you know, a small car. Do you know what it was likely to be at this time?
Japanese.
Foreign.
Yeah. Yeah. Breaks my heart to see you driving that foreign car. You should be driving a big nightmare truck.
Yeah.
And then that's getting current stink. I hate seeing a truck now. If I see a truck, I'm upset.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. My day's a little bit worse.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the time, you know, there still exist reasonable trucks. And back in the day, there were reasonable trucks as well.
There exist reasonable trucks, but like none of them have a truck bed that is useful. You know, like I remember my dad's like shitty Chevy that you could haul like, you know, full size, like two by fours in. Every single one of these, like if you look at a Maverick, like it's got like a four. It's got like a 4 foot truck bed and it doesn't get any better as you go up. Like it is more car. It is more SUV. And then like a vestigial truck bed that is no better than for hauling than if you had a hatchback.
Yeah. Can all a couple like a sectional part, one part of a sectional at a time.
Yeah.
Can really erase a sectional.
Yeah. Can't move in one of these shits. No,
no. It's yeah. Just have more room inside in the cab for bigness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the review, the view from programmer and game player?
I got so excited. Somebody being like, okay, I worked on this game. I want to explain what went wrong here. No, it's just a guy who like knows about chips.
Loves monster trucks.
Yeah.
Like he's just real into them. And it's a real classic Game Facts review. This is Mike J. You know, anytime a Game Facts review begins with, you know, you're kind of in, you know, I always think about it as the Orson Welles talking about a California wine. There's a California wine that,
yeah,
no, like, there's an NES classic from the day that I was highly obsessed with.
Picture somebody saying this, wearing a bathrobe and just swirling a snifter full of flat Sprite.
And smoking a pipe.
A bubble.
Yeah, I'm just like, so he talks about, you know, how he's into Bigfoot, Bigfoot mm-hmm. trucks, the Bigfoot LCD game.
Yeah.
You know, got this eventually. That was a gateway
mm-hmm.
To this. And he just keeps peppering in monster truck facts. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while in the video, we have a little section that says, in real life.
Yeah.
In real life, between races, monster trucks are hauled on large, heavily equipped tractor trailers. In real life, monster trucks can go for way over $100,000 in price.
Yeah.
In real life, you are stuck in a cab of a souped-up pickup truck and get to watch the cars crushed firsthand while you steer the truck around time, losing obstacles and stuff. What?
I don't know, man.
I think he's driven a monster truck is what he means.
Yeah.
But I wish he talked about that more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know.
Oh.
Kind of interesting.
Kinda like, yeah. But it's a landmine of stuff that is not interesting because it's not like at no point was this ever like one of my fixations. I was never a kid on site, you know, and you know, I was around people who like talked about this stuff, but like anytime some of this comes up where like he says like, oh, carried around by a big tractor trailer for Bigfoot, it was a custom Ford LTL 9000 tractor trailer, like, as if that means anything, right? It's gearhead stuff. And all I can think of when I hear that, and I don't know, sorry if I'm being offensive to like a whole part of the country here, but in the Conor O'Malley Stand Up Solutions stand-up special where like he's doing some crowd work about the or about his RAV4, but also he's talking about like going to see that Top Gun. Like, oh, you saw a Top Gun movie? And somebody says, yeah. It points at the guy and says, it was awesome. How'd they get them planes so fast? All I can think of is how they get them planes so fast. Just screaming at somebody.
So big?
How they get that truck so big?
It's like that. And people, this reminds me of people also who are into guns, who are real into like types of guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like real into the names and numbers and like things about the specific guns, like memorizing the facts.
Yeah. And you know, like it's just a different kind of nerd. I know stuff about guitars, you know, stuff about synths, right? Like just different production lines and runs and stuff. Like, oh yeah, this one, they only made this blah, blah, blah. They took away this feature. They added this. Right.
It's kind of like just a different angle of approaching this.
Yeah.
Like, what we're learning here is that monster trucks are a big tent.
Yeah.
You can be into monster trucks because how they get that truck so big, or because you know the names and numbers of all the like struts and chassis on it and shit. Mm-hmm. Like from an engineer perspective, which I think is what this guy is saying he's doing when he says he's an engineer during this, or a programmer, you know?
Right.
But for me, I don't care about either of those things. Like if I were to win an award where like the award was you get to drive around in a monster truck.
Yeah. Okay. Bit,
sure. Like, all right. I'd be a little scared of tipping over.
It's pretty high up. It's pretty high up as the thing.
They seem like pretty top heavy as a thing. You know, a little bit just cause high up and everything. And you're going over on even terrain.
Yeah.
You know, but it like might be kind of fun a little bit. But that basically about like the idea of watching somebody else do it. I'm pretty okay.
Yeah.
It's not very Gary.
I've been to a monster truck rally, but I was too young to really remember it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's because you got jumped. you've blocked it out.
Yeah.
You got jumped by Death Charger.
Yeah, no, everybody like went wild. Like it was 1993 and everybody was just fucking nuts for the kid jump event.
Yeah. How many babies can you jump over? In your monster truck. One, you're beating the record.
Yeah. I would definitely go for a ride. I would be a passenger in a monster truck. That would probably be fine. Like in a way where like if it was any smaller car that went any faster, I would be like, no, thank you, please.
Yeah.
I do not want to be in a NASCAR. I do not want to be in any kind of racing car.
Oh no. No. That's way scarier and more dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, not my thing. I would enjoy being inside the cab of Truckosaurus.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, Truckosaurus is an order of magnitude cooler than this. And it sucks that, like, that did not form those fools of the Academy. It should have formed a whole prospectus. Like,
yes.
it is a shame.
Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just going to make a robot monster and it's going to tour the country.
Him calling it, the guy who made it, calling himself an inventor, feels a little bit like a stretch to me. Like there's a little of them just taking things that already exist and putting them together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I still respect Truckosaurus.
Yes.
I mean, there's not a Truckosaurus video game, even though he was equally a celebrity. You know?
Yeah. It is used at motorsport events, particularly monster truck events and air shows to eat and burn vehicles. Air shows. God, that's a whole other thing.
Eat and burn.
Yeah. No, air shows is a whole other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Rocky like a hurricane. just think, yeah, things I can't can't truck with. How they get those jets so fast?
Yeah,
you know, it's a little ooh Navy SEALs to me. I just say, can't get on board.
God, this is a great show. If you want to hear two people be disinterested in stuff,
you know what? It is the subject of the game.
Yeah,
to be fair, but I'm disinterested in going to the thing, but I am fascinated with the period in history where like a car was a celebrity and got its own cartoon. I like that.
I like that a lot. I like that from like a kitsch perspective almost.
And like an ephemeral thing perspective.
Yeah.
Like these things still exist. I can go to, you know, a county fair and probably see one of Bigfoot's children.
one of his abandoned offspring.
His many illegitimate stepchildren, his franchise babies.
Just drives into a car wash, gets it pregnant, and like 17 other smaller Bigfoots come out. Like little smart cars.
Yeah, like his little collection of smart cars that grow up into big feet. Into new big feet, and there are mutants. You know, there are big feet that have aberrations as well.
Yeah, they're attic big
car
feet.
Wash clutch.
Yeah,
I it's no longer a thing that is national news. Like it's not stopping TV to let us know, hey, big car.
Yeah, it just, yeah. it is a local television. It's a local television, just a commercial standby, right? Yeah. Like Monster Jam is still a thing. Mm. Like, it's going to come into Columbus, Ohio. Ooh. In April of 2026.
Hell yeah.
Toledo, Ohio, March 13th. That is a whole month is a long time to be in Ohio, my friends.
They drive really slowly between them.
Yeah.
They actually crush cars the entire route between the two,
yeah,
two places. That's why it takes that long.
It costs hundreds of thousands of dollars for them to move 1 mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why every ticket is thousands of dollars, but it's worth it, yeah, because you get to see big truck. How's it getting so big?
Looking at this, like Monster Jam just fucking goes.
Let me look at Monster Jam.
It's going nonstop from like now until, Gary, it's scheduled out until July 26th.
All right. Yeah, Monster Jam, the most, I'm looking at it, it's pretty cool. It's going to be at the Portland Motor Center at February 27th.
Gary, were you aware that there was a Portland Motor Center?
Moda Center.
Okay.
This is where those haunted houses were and stuff.
Yeah.
But this is also where the Blazers play. They should have the Blazers play against the monster trucks.
They should.
They're both going to be at the Moda Center.
Both of them do jumps.
Yeah, I would like to see Blazers versus Monster Jam. A cool unicorn car.
There were no survivors.
Including the drivers or the trucks.
Yeah.
The trucks got dunked on way too hard.
Just all the trucks hanging from the rafters by their hitch.
There is a shark monster truck that they keep showing on this thing that does a backflip.
Okay.
And it's like kind of getting extreme skating. Like a backflip is pretty cool for a truck.
That's, you know, that's, if you asked me, could that truck do a backflip? I would say no.
That's Megalodon. Megalodon, you know what? I'm back. I have completely reversed this fucking, this you are is
just,
sick.
You've just been completely bought around.
Megalodon is driven by a lady.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, good. There's a lot of, you know, feels good to my values. Velociraptor has a mystery driver.
Oh shit.
Blake Granger drives truck TBA. So if you're a big Blake Granger fan, you know he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
How much are tickets for this thing?
Oh no. So I'm already like one step ahead of you. Gary, for fuck's sake, a front row ticket, like at the 50-yard line. Do you want to know how much? $82.90.
Reasonable.
Extremely reasonable.
Center yard line? I don't need to be that close to these trucks.
No.
We're looking at like a $30 ticket for like pretty good seats in the Moto Center to see Monster Jam.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Like,
do we need to see Monster Jam? Does this need to be like an extra credit?
Is that, I mean, we'd have to do that. Like, we'd have to go together.
Yeah. It'd be more fun to go together. And you know who I bet you would go to this is Brayton.
Oh, Gary,
Brayton is the person you want for anything.
Nobody has ever been more in the pocket for a Monster Jam. And I'm not saying that to denigrate him. I just know that he would be so down to clown on that.
Yeah, he just, you know, he just like, it's Earthshaker. Like he likes that kind of thing. Yeah. And I like it too now. So I take back everything I said. I kind of want to go to Monster Jam. I'm going to run it by Liv. I don't know.
I'm at least like, I went to that hockey game and it was fun. Like, and you know, mildly interested in hockey's fine, but like, no, I went there for the experience.
Doing anything you haven't done before is kind of fun.
Yeah.
We will choke on exhaust.
Yes.
A lot. But like, you know, it just seems like, I don't know. I get to see Megalodon do a backflip. You know, I don't know. I'm kind of a fan of Megalodon.
God fucking.
Ashley Sanford.
The will they won't they on this of us being completely disinterested to talking ourselves into it.
It really just required a car doing a backflip.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
You can go to the pit party, start your day at the fun of the Monster Jam pit party to see the massive pickup trucks up close. How do they get so big? Awesome.
How'd they get them trucks so big, huh?
I gotta know. The post-event driver meet and greet we can buy tickets to?
Uh-huh. I don't care. I don't need to. I don't care.
But ooh, a VIP experience.
The humans inside of them.
Yeah. You get to be on the message board. We love you, Mom. Mom and the whole family and Kona, too.
Okay.
So the VIP fan message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right up there. Trackside, there's going to be a competition preview. Driver interviews, behind the scenes with the pit crew. The judges' zone overview. opening ceremonies, giveaway, and the Power Rush truck introduction. Sponsored by Spin Master.
Gary, do you know who's the official eyewear of Monster Jam?
No.
Zenny.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, I should get some tickets. Yeah. I have so many Zennies.
You recreationally buy Zennies.
No, I've settled on because I got bifocals.
Okay.
I know, yeah. I'm one pair of glasses person.
Yeah.
But the I put a lot of pocket money into Big Zenny.
Yeah, man.
Will you click on the shop
something
section real quick?
Okay. Yeah.
Check out Rep the Robopop.
Where's Rep?
He showed up in the scrolling thing in the beginning.
In the hero image. Yeah. Oh yeah, there we go. Rep the Robopop.
He's a monster.
Rep should not be.
Rep the Robopop is some real fucking Five Nights at Freddy's shit.
Yeah, what's up with the eyes being a separate thing?
Yeah, it's like, maybe you put your iPhone there.
Maybe
you have to give it eyes.
Yeah, but they're not selling a Rep the Robot. I need to see here. They're not selling what is shown as Rep the Robot Pup. They're selling the Bailey Circuit, the girly car.
Okay.
Which I'm very happy exists. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
My Bailey Circuit is the girly car. Megalodon driven by a woman.
Yes.
Sharks are, you know, a little girly. You also got Thunder Roarus, who's a unicorn. This is a pretty gender inclusive.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the Amazing Spider-Man.
Now I don't want to go. They made it woke.
Yeah. the Amazing Spider-Man's there. Yeah, Digger and Son of a Digger. Soldier Fortune Black Ops. Did you see the truck called Soldier Fortune? No spaces, not Soldier of Fortune. There's one called Soldier Fortune.
Soldier Fortune Black Ops.
what kind of $10 PS1 game-ass monster truck is that?
But everything about this, everything about this is $10 PS1 game.
It's incredible. I love this shirt with the big dog tag on it.
Uh-huh.
A picture of a dog tag on your shirt.
Yeah.
The Great Clips Mohawk Warrior.
Uh-huh. There's an Iron funny. Man. There's a Scooby-Doo.
I really don't feel very... Bakugan? Do you see a Bakugan?
Yeah, there is a Bakugan monster.
There's one just called Bakugan. Yay! Bakugan Dragonoid versus Bakugan Pickup Series 27, $20. Hell yes. I'm all in. I take everything back.
Everything. We're going to delete this episode.
Fucking Gwen, redact.
We're
going
to start it and we're going to roll it back.
Yeah, redact the entire first part of this episode.
I was a different person then.
Zombie's pretty cool. Did you see Zombie has little arms?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
God, it would be so easy to just get like fucking wrecked by Zombie. Driving by. That's a jousting vehicle.
That is, you know, it has the coolest toys.
Mm-hmm.
Get a zombie plush. And speaking of getting wrecked, like I don't drink so much anymore because it doesn't feel good for my body. I would love to be able to drink again and go to this thing.
Oh shit.
Like this, Gary, is like this, six beers deep.
Gary, 6 beers of six highly watered down stadium light beers. You could do that. Yeah.
Like a little pre-gaming to get there. But like this seems like it'd be pretty fun. Did you see the school bus? He's Classroom Crusher.
That's in poor taste.
Yeah. It didn't seem like you should have one specifically for school shooters to get to school. But they do now.
The Great Clips Mohawk Warrior?
Yeah. No, I meant 24. It's racist and it's sponsored by Great Clips. Incredible stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God. Coming to the Motor Center in February.
Exceedingly tempting. I am 100% going to run this past Liv and be like, because I've sent this before. I go to a musical once a year.
Yeah.
And I just do that for love.
Uh-huh.
I don't really like musicals.
You do it for love and for Liv. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it for love and for Liv. It's never torture, but I'm like usually not having that good of a time.
Yeah.
You know, but I go for her. I don't ask that much in return.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the kind of thing that is equal.
Yeah.
You know, come see Wreck Deck. You know, come see Whiplash with me. I want to go see Growler.
I want to see all of these.
Yeah, they're going to do flips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the very least, it'll be weird.
One of them will do flips.
Yeah. Like, it'll be like something you've never done before. And if it sucks, we won't do it again.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Huh. God, fucking delightful.
It's really good. We need to bring back celebrity monster trucks. But if you have a regular truck, the monster truck should eat them for sustenance.
Yes. Yeah.
What can people do if they like the show?
If people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/chuckfeedtv and kick us a few bucks a month to get bonus episodes of this show and whole bonus shows. Check it out. It's easier to find stuff than ever now.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing so. Mm-hmm. You can also leave us range reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, anywhere you find podcasts. You can leave Spotify comments. You can do all that stuff. Do all those things. And you can join us and thank our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. And what do they do until next time?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, the only podcast that can tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter.
No, we can't.
No, it's impossible.